When Paro summoned Yosef from the pit and told him his dream, Yosef, the dream interpreter, recognized right there and then that he was on to a massive gold mine. He basically had the greatest stock tip in world history. He knew right there and then that there was going to be 7 years of plenty and then famine. He could have easily explained the first part and said, "Oh, there's going to be 7 years of this and 7 years of that," and explained, you know, the dream to Paro, without letting him know the full story about the financial realities and the financial consequences. And Yosef could have kept that for himself. In fact, it was at that moment that Yosef could have become the richest person ever, because he would have known, basically he had the winning number to the greatest lottery of quadrillions of dollars, right? And kept it all to himself. He would have become privately and personally wealthy, having known what to do and invested. But instead, Yosef didn't do that. Instead, he offered kindness. He was completely open, and he offered salvation not only to Paro, not only to all of Egypt, but to the entire world. When Paro immediately crowns him, he says, "Alpicha yishak kol ami." Alpicha yishak kol ami. It's a strange language. Rashi and others understand it in a specific way, but Rabbeinu Ephraim, and really based the Medrash itself, explains that yishak comes from the word kiss. It means Alpicha Yishak Kol Ami, the entire nation of Egypt came and kissed Joseph. Everyone would come and kiss him. Why was that? Because they so loved and they so appreciated him for what he had done, for having saved them, having saved their country, having saved the world. We learn a profound lesson here. So often, we see opportunities and we can be selfish and try to use those opportunities purely for our own good. But we learn here that when we open up, and instead of being selfish, we are selfless and are not stingy, but are kind and loving and inclusive to give everyone opportunities. Ultimately, that is the that will gain us an even greater level, right? The level of being beloved. Tov shem tov mi shemen tov. There's nothing greater than being beloved. Rabbi Noach Weinberg used to ask people, "Would you rather be happy or rich?" A tough question for people until today, but we realize that riches have only got to do with your bank account and nothing to do with your life. So Yosef teaches us the ultimate happiness is to spread love and receive love. Shabbat Shalom.